Welcome back to another episode of the Backstage Podcast. And like Eddie Murphy would say in Trading Places, Merry New Year, everybody.
Yep, Happy New Year, everybody.
Sorry, welcome, Oscar.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I look very pale on this black background. Ooh. Also, it's mirrored my video this time, which is weird. So I don't know. Anyway, yes, Happy New Year. It's our New Year special, 28th. You guys are hearing it, so it's not quite New Year, but it's basically New Year.
Yeah, we're getting you prepped for the New Year.
Getting you prepped. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely past Christmas when we're recording this.
Yeah, exactly.
So I hope you had a wonderful... How was your Christmas?
We'll be talking about that in the new year, in an episode.
In the next episode. But
it was so great.
Yeah, best, you had a good time.
Probably best Christmas ever.
Be hilarious if you die. Well, not you dying would be hilarious, but it'd be great. Anyway, so what New Year plans do you...
I swear to God, if you've just jinxed that, I'm going to seriously haunt you. Oh my God, I'm really scared now. Is that going to be dying?
I don't think it. We've got too many plans.
I really don't want to die.
You're not going to die.
I'm scared now.
Anyway. Happy New Year. Do you have New Year plans?
Yes, I'm going to New York, lol.
Oh, it's not a bad way to spend New Year's, is it?
It's all right. It's been something I've wanted to do for a long time, so finally bit the bullet, and we are flying off on the 28th, which is today. I'm on a plane.
Oh, she's on a plane. That's crazy. That's very exciting. I'm spending mine in one of my local towns with the other half.
Nice.
Our mutual best friend that introduced us.
Yeah.
And then another good friend of ours. Nice. But the original plan was it was going to be three couples basically.
Oh my God.
And then it went down to two couples plus an extra person. That was fine. And now it's just the one couple left.
Ooh, that's like my friendship group. We're all dropping like flies.
So I'm just kind of hoping that if my girlfriend's listening, she doesn't get any ideas.
Yeah.
Don't follow suit, okay?
Planned out your next 5 years.
don't say that.
Yeah,
so that's exciting. I am looking forward to it because I've not spent New Year's with those friends anyway, that group before, so it should be good fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, just nice. Cheeky pub crawl.
Yeah, nice and chill.
Nice and chill. Because I'm not a big clubber, and especially on New Year's. I went last year, went to Bristol. Mm. Went to a place called SW1, SWX, something like that.
Yeah.
Big club in Bristol. And it was so rammed. So there was probably, say, like 1,000 tickets, right? Yeah. And then they probably sold 1,200 tickets.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was so busy. And when it was New Year's, like, I didn't even know it was New Year's because we didn't get in till 11:45.
What?
Because we went to loads of pubs beforehand.
You should just stay in the pub.
And then went in. And then we got in there. And obviously we weren't like... I was tipsy, but I wasn't drunk.
Yeah, it's like...
And everyone was necking off with everyone. And I wasn't really wanting to anyway.
Yeah.
But I was like, jokingly to my mate, I was just like, you know what, mate? Happy New Year.
Did you actually kiss
them? No, I didn't actually kiss them. Oh, that's going to be a bit of blurring to do. One of our... Something to do with our job just came up.
Really?
Yeah, it just came up on my... What was that?
Oh, that's funny.
I think they just moved that.
No.
I don't think I remember him being that close.
Well, they might pick up the girl's face.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's picked up. So I've got to remember to blur that out. Otherwise, you guys can figure out where we work, which please don't, because we could definitely get fired. No.
Okay.
My old podcast I could have been fired for. That's why they're now deleted.
Good.
You can't find them anymore.
Good.
But yeah, I thought we would spend this episode looking back at 2023.
Yeah.
And then the very exciting things to come in 2024. So we're going to do an Anya and Oscar wrapped.
Woo.
Of 2023.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about some of the general highlights of the year.
Okay.
While you think of your highlights of the year. Okay. And then we might do like some not so highlights.
Yeah.
If some, we, yeah, some big things, which I'm going to kickstart with to, you know, really set the mood. Queen, Lizzie.
Oh.
Kick the bucket.
Was that this year?
No, it wasn't. It's last year, wasn't it?
2022.
Ooh, that's a good start, isn't it? New King. We got a new king this year.
Yes.
He got coronated. Got a day off work. It was great.
Good.
Big up, King Charles. If you want to come on the podcast anytime, obviously more than welcome.
Yeah.
Barbenheimer.
Oh.
Huge event this year.
To be honest, this summer has been such a good turning point for I just really found myself this summer. With all the girls, like girl power. Great. You had Taylor Swift, you had Beyonce. Your Barbie. It's a really magical summer, actually.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. It was good. It was very, very good. Very nice.
So Barbie or Oppenheimer? Which one do you prefer?
Barbie, because I haven't seen Oppenheimer still.
I also preferred. I saw Barbie, then saw Oppenheimer the day after, and thought if I was going to see one of them again, I'd see Barbie.
Yeah, I love Barbie.
And that's not even a me being like, oh, I want to be like a part of whatever. It's just
the truth.
Just the truth.
Yeah, I saw Barbie like 3 times. So good. But I will see Oppenheimer, and I need to see that, and I need to see Saltburn.
I need to see Saltburn, but it's out of cinema already. It came out.
What?
Yeah, it's not in cinema. I tried to see it on Monday. I had to go see Wonka instead.
Oh, I really want to see Wonka.
Not that good.
Can't believe you didn't know it was going to be a musical. Yeah, but I'm going to like it, so I like musicals.
But it's not a good musical. I like musicals.
Let you know what I think, because I'm determined to like it. I thought the trailer was so funny.
Yeah, so I don't know. So did I. But there was no music in the trailer, was there?
A little bit. Oh my god.
Make up. Sorry, buddy. I got a new job this year.
Yes, you
I'm in your team officially.
Yes, welcome.
That's very exciting. I've nearly had, as of the 11th of January, would be 3 years at this company.
Mine's going to be 5 years.
It's very exciting. You've had a full year of engagement.
Yep, been engaged for over a year now. I will have seen, I think, 3 wedding venues in a year. That's not a lot. Hopefully, I will have actually booked one by the new year, but we'll see. Yeah, and I've moved in with my fiance this year, which is exciting. Sold our family home this year, which was really sad. Moved offices this year.
Oh, we did move office.
I've had a lot of change, and I'm had enough.
I didn't move out this year. That was last year, wasn't it? Yeah, it was last year. I haven't moved out. I've gone back home now. Got a new relationship. Went on plenty of holidays.
Yeah, you did.
I did Greece for like 3 weeks. I totaled Kavos. Did my first group boys/girls holiday in Kavos. We spoke about that the very first few weeks of the podcast.
Yeah.
That was great fun.
I finally put William to meet my family in Florida, which was super exciting. And he now wants to live there, so that's a win.
Big W. Trying to think any other like big standout things that happened. Any big standout things?
We both went to see The Weeknd.
We did go to see The Weeknd. That is true.
I went to see Harry Styles, which was amazing.
Did I see anyone else? No.
I think I only went to see them two, actually.
It seemed like a reasonably good year.
We both went skiing.
I didn't go skiing this year.
I went skiing. Skiing the first time in 5 years. That was nice.
Just seemed like a very wholesome year.
It didn't feel like a wholesome year.
It flew by.
Oh my god!
No, because years fly by, but this one felt like it really flew by. And I think because it's my first full year of actually working, like I've been working for 3 years. Are you yawning?
No.
I've been working for 3 years, but I feel like this year I've really come into my own with my job.
Yeah.
And like actually started enjoying it.
That's good.
So that's good.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Just because it's in my team.
Debatable. And it's been quite a nice year, honestly.
Yeah.
There's not been anything to complain about,
I think it was a rocky bit for us selling the home. My parents still haven't moved into their new house. Hopefully by the time this comes out, they will. They're supposed to move in August. And they still have yet to move in. So hopefully they'll have moved in by this time this comes out, but we'll see. So that's been quite rocky. But apart from that, all good. And honestly, that's not even something that's like that bad, because it's not like, you know, still got a roof over their heads, a lot worse things going on in the world. It's been a bit of a tricky year, that sort of stuff. So yeah, first world problems, really.
Did you have a New Year's resolution for 2023, and did you achieve it?
Should we go through?
Did you write them down?
I did. Read them out in one of the episodes, but I don't know how far I got. I know I've definitely read the amount of books that I was supposed to have read.
Because I decided I wasn't going to do one because I felt like it was pressure on me to get done. And I was just going to try and be more happy.
Oh, that's nice. So the only ones I haven't done is create another stream of income.
Well, if you people rate this show 5 stars,
share
it with their friends and family, maybe we can activate that, because in all honesty, it's a struggle.
I also didn't like go too far out of my way to do that. Like, apart from this.
Yeah.
So that's my own fault. Find a month and location for the wedding by the end of the year. Might not do that. Let you know tomorrow. And then buy another designer bag. I didn't do, because that just ended up feeling a bit superficial.
Yeah.
But I wanted to have like goals that weren't all negative. Like, oh, do this, do that. I wanted ones that were like adding to my life.
Yeah, I wanted to do like, oh, work out 5 times a week, but only work out to sort of keep my brain ticking over. And like, if I know I'm going to have like a stressful period, I'm like, right, I'm going to do workouts the next few days because it just helps. And I was like, I don't want that to be the only thing that like saves me and makes. So I wanted to find other stuff. So this has helped. Got a brand new podcast. I've been doing, I did 3 different podcasts this year.
Very good.
Thank you. Not all of them have been successful. Actually, my most successful one, I stopped first. My TV and film one.
Why did you stop?
I don't, I just didn't, I wasn't watching enough TV and film to keep up with every week. And I was getting like over 400 downloads an episode.
God, that's good.
Yeah, I was top. I was in the top, like 20 for TV and film in the UK
Jesus,
at
why
one
did you
point.
stop?
Because I literally wasn't
Crazy.
watching enough
Yeah,
stuff.
I guess.
And I was like, which one do I want to go? I love doing the TV and film, and I do plan to bring it back next year. But did I want to do that one? Or I was watching a lot of sports, so I focused on the sport one. And I wanted to do streaming. I Twitch streamed for a little bit, remember? And yeah, and the sport one
Crazy.
did well. This one's doing well. But yeah, my TV and film one definitely could have like gone further.
Excelled.
So I do hope I can bring it back. But I was watching not enough stuff, basically. And because I work full time, so
Yeah,
it's hard
exactly.
to
It's
watch
fun.
everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? And I feel like you have to have like all the platforms and all of
It's also
that.
expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
It's
expensive for a
expensive.
hobby. But I did my 8 to 10,000 steps a day, saved a certain amount of money, lost a certain amount of weight, which I think I've probably put all back on in the past month,
Yeah,
which
but I
is quite
think if you
nice.
hadn't have lost it,
It would have just been more.
there'd be more.
And the books one's the one that I'm probably most proud of. I think I've read about 20 books this
That's
year.
really good going.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do 15.
I've read one book this year, but
Better than nothing.
it's been possibly the best book I've ever read.
There you go.
It was Norse. It was the
Oh,
Norse
the book.
mythology book by Neil Gaiman.
There you go.
And I found my favorite quote on there that I'm thinking of getting tattooed on myself,
Oh, yeah, I was watching this.
which is this: "It is the nature of a thing that matters, not its form." It's a Norse quote. And I want to get it in Norse. And I'm thinking maybe on like somewhere, I don't know, somewhere. I think it'd be cool, but I
Yeah,
don't
so cool. No, that was being serious.
know. Okay. But are you usually successful with your
Resolutions?
resolutions?
Not normally. No, not normally. I think because this year, like I say, I added in ones that weren't like I put in like going on holiday with the girls, put going on holiday with William. Like it wasn't all just like, oh, lose weight and save money. Like it was just things that were actually quite motivating as well. So, and I was a lot more realistic. Like, so I
It's
think that
important
probably
to be
helped.
realistic, and also I think setting like a year-long goal is difficult. Like, give yourself mini goals
Yeah, I agree.
or whatever.
Ones that you can like chip away at as
Now,
well.
do you have, could we announce some on the podcast?
What might?
Well, there's one that I'm gonna stick you into that we said right at the start of the podcast. We're gonna do a Tough Mudder together.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my New Year's resolution. I've got two this year that I'm actually gonna try and do. Tough Mudder. I think we should at least do the 5K one, if not the 10K.
Five's good.
5K. Right, we'll do a 5K Tough Mudder. We'll do that in summertime or something. We're going to get that done and we'll document it. Oh, we also spoke about a couple of weeks
I'm
ago.
not doing the one where you get electrocuted, though. We do the one that's a bit more tame.
No, I want the electrocution
Oh,
one.
no, but I don't get electrocuted. What's that all about?
Oh, but you might unlock something that you never knew you enjoyed.
Might quite like it.
Yeah, Michael, like it. Just
Apparently,
like
I
keep
won't.
going around the electrocution bit.
Apparently, she's still there. I'm like,
Just done it. What was I saying?
I think I'm gonna. There'll be some that I carry over, so there'll be like resolutions that I didn't do this year that will just be carried over. But I'm gonna stick to the same format, so I'm gonna still have like holiday with the girls, certain trip that I want to do with William, which will probably be like a US road trip, I think,
Ooh.
or Canada, or I think we might go to Japan. So one of those places. Okay, and then booking the wedding will be one of the
See
resolution
that
ones.
I didn't get invited to Japan.
I did actually say you could come.
No, because I
And then you
will.
said, but I will actually come. I said, come
But
then.
then William would hate that.
Why would he hate that?
Because I'd be so third wheeling.
No, it'd be fine. We're not really that sort of couple. We're just sort of like, we might hold hands, but we're not like in public. We're
What happens
just,
if I'm like that with William?
oh my God, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
It was so funny on Friday. He had my headphones and didn't realize they were still connected to my
Oh,
laptop.
yeah.
These guys were my team. our team were all talking to me. And then he was like, oh, I've got your headphones, like, burst into the bedroom, like, chuck them out. And all the boys were like, he's real! William's real!
Like, I've never seen him, in a video format, like a live video format.
And then he was like, they've never seen one. They all thought you weren't real. And he was like, oh. But we never, like, there's no, our work Christmas party is not couples. Like, it's quite hard to integrate because our office is quite far from civilization. But yeah, so there you go. He is real.
So our Tough Mudder, and I also want to read 6 books next year.
That's a great one.
And I'm not going to set it too high because my dad, no. I'm going to read books I want to read. All right.
I wouldn't recommend you books that aren't good.
But they're shit, mate. Be like,
that's so mean.
How to Find Yourself in the Stars.
That is not my style of book. I read mainly whodunits, thrillers.
No, I don't want to know those. I like books that I'm interested in. Like Norse mythology.
Forget might I offered write, my help.
Might read a Greek mythology one.
Oh my god, wow.
I'll probably read another Norse one.
Okay, Virgil.
I'm going to read... I've actually had...
No, shut up. Stop it.
I've held hands before. When you duck down, it's only Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
Is that much
that's
better?
That's much better.
Okay, I'll just start this one.
Yeah, that's great. And... Oh, I want to read a book about the stars. I want to read about, like,
Barbara Streisand.
Meteorology. I want to read about that. The planets. I think that's all interesting. Mm-hmm. I want to read a book about the ocean.
Astrology.
Meteorology as well.
You want to know about the weather?
No.
That's meteorology.
I want to know about astrology. I want to know more about the creatures in our ocean. I think those are cool.
I'm actually reading a book called Great Shark Stories, and that's really good. It's like loads of mini stories about sharks. It's like super, super old.
Shark Tale?
No. It's like really, really old book, like Fallen Apart, but it's really good.
Growing up, my celebrity crush growing up was the female shark from Shark Tale.
It's got a lot to unpack. Female shark? Do you mean... What's
the name? The girl, she had like coloured hair.
Big lips.
Yeah.
She wasn't a shark.
What was she?
I don't know. She was like some sort of angel fish.
Oh, she's cool.
Angelina Jolie, boys. Tell.
Was it?
I think so.
Oh, big up.
But they had the same lips. Yeah, she was like red, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was very cool. Very
she red. Was, I do get that. And she like swished it and she was inside.
Oh, good old days. And do you have any New Year's parties? I picked my parents up from an end of year party last night. No, what day is it today? On Friday night. Oh my god, it was insane. This was at someone's house. They had a big marquee. They had people juggling fire.
Oh my god.
They had a DJ. They had like food stations, unlimited drinks, open bar.
Oh, that's so funny.
There was a couple famous people there because these people, equestrian people even. Literally like most famous people in equestrian world, but you wouldn't understand. And my parents were just like, it was so cool. And they turned it into like a nightclub sort of thing.
Fun.
And yeah, everyone was smashed and I obviously didn't get an invite. I was just on taxi duties.
Yeah. I think that's funner than a New Year's Eve party though. Because New Year's Eve is kind of like, oh, midnight, oh, now what? Whereas if you have an end of year party, it's just like,
we used to ski over New Year's and that was so fun because we'd do UK New Year's and then French New Year's.
Yeah.
But now we ski sort of February, March, January time. Isn't it? Thank you.
Yeah, I have done that. I have skied over New Year's.
Yeah, it's very good fun. So maybe we should look ahead to 2024.
Yeah.
I've got some big events that I've written down in terms of films and events that are coming up for 2024.
Okay.
And then we can maybe discuss some things that we're particularly looking forward to. Well, let's start with the films because I'm a bit of a film buff. Kung Fu Panda 4.
That would be good.
Very, very excited. But the Furious 5 aren't really in it. Okay. They're in it partially. There's a new character.
Up to four.
Yeah, three. Okay. We've had all three. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, the new Paul Rudd one. It's a continuation from Afterlife.
I do love Paul Rudd.
I love Paul Rudd. And I have to say, Afterlife was actually kind of good. Did kind of enjoy it.
Okay.
Challengers. Now, we've spoken about this before. This is the Zendaya film.
I'm really excited.
Where in the trailer, she's just getting like kissed to death by two guys.
Yeah.
And there's the whole memes around Tom Holland. Like, woo. It's a tennis movie.
Yeah.
But I probably will watch it.
I'm excited for that.
It looks like a good meaty rom-com. You know?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one a lot.
Furiosa, the new Mad Max movie with Anya Taylor-Joy, Chris Hemsworth.
I did like Mad Max, but it is mad.
It is completely insane,
Go
yeah.
mad, and it's quite like, ugh.
Yeah, so this is prior to Mad Max. It's a
Okay,
prequel.
it's pretty cool.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Nice.
This is the fourth film, and it's the start of a new trilogy. And it's set something like 300 years in the future. So the apes have taken over, basically,
Nice.
entirely. And I'm very excited. The Planet of the Apes trilogy, new trilogy, is like some of my favorite films
Ooh, I
ever.
need to watch those.
They're so good. I rewatched them like twice in the last like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So very excited about that. Despicable Me 4.
Again, didn't know we were up to four. I've definitely seen one and two, and I've seen the Minion film, but I didn't know
I'm
there was
trying
a
to remember
third
what
one.
happens in the third one.
I don't remember a third one at all.
Second one, he falls in love with that girl and they get married at the end of it.
And that's the,
Is that kind of the
yeah.
plot for the fourth, third one? Or do they get married in the third one?
I don't know. I definitely remember the Minion film when they go to the UK.
Yeah. Because they got two Minion films, I think. I don't know. Very, very confusing. But Despicable Me 4. Joker 2.
Oh,
We've waited a long time for
yes.
Joker 2.
I'm excited for this.
But it's a musical. How
Even
weird is
better.
that?
That is weird, but even better. I imagine it's going to be quite funny. But
But
dark.
like
I think
seriously
it's going to be like
dark.
dark humor.
Because the first one is like very gory as
The
well.
first one was harsh, like a hard
But like I
watch, but in a
like
good
them
way.
because this version of the Joker isn't like he's a big killer.
Yeah.
He's just about a guy that has
A
mental
mental
health issue.
breakdown. Yeah. It's
And
quite eye-opening as well, I
yeah,
think.
I like the way they've done it. It just happens to be a character that we know
Yeah.
before, and but it's a
Yeah.
new
It's
story,
like
so I like that.
reinventing, yeah,
And it's
in a way.
got Lady Gaga
Yes.
as the
Yeah.
Joker companion, so I'm very excited for
She
that.
really throws herself into her role, so I'm
Yeah,
sure that she'll probably turn into whoever she's going to be. So that's
very
exciting.
excited. So that's towards the end of the year, and then coming back after something like 15 years, maybe more than 15 years, maybe 18 years, Gladiator 2
Oh, with Paul
with Paul
Mescal.
Mescal.
Fitz. Nice
He's a
to watch
good
that.
looking guy.
I loved him in Normal People.
But I don't know whether they're gonna like they're just redoing it or they're just a continuation
I don't know,
or
but he's going to look
but
ripped.
Russell Crowe is
Is he in it?
though he's producing it.
Oh.
So
I couldn't bother to train for that.
no.
Imagine the workout to be in that
Russell
film.
Crowe has ballooned a little bit recently.
Yeah, I
He's in a
bet
lot
he
of horror
did.
movies recently and you don't need to be particularly fit for a
No,
horror
like
movie.
he'd probably make more money producing it as well, to be
Yeah.
fair. Fair. Well done, Russell.
Well done,
Smart
Russell.
move.
But yeah, Gladiator 2. I remember I watched Gladiator 1 in my mate's mum's bedroom when everyone was down for like a dinner party, and I went over just to hang out with their son. And we watched it, and it was a 15 or something.
Yeah.
And I was like 9. And I was
Yeah.
like, look, people are
It's gonna be,
dying
yeah.
and whatnot. So that was really fun. But yeah, very excited for that. So those are the films that I'm looking forward to. If you guys are looking forward to any films, let us know.
Someone just walked past about 20 minutes past. Do you want to go follow? Is it your mum?
Is it my mum?
Is it your mum?
No.
Okay.
Where are they going?
I don't know, but just thought you should know.
Okay, thank you. We'll wrap this up quicker than I planned then.
Deadpool. When's Deadpool come out?
Deadpool 3 comes out in July. It's the
Excited
plan.
for that. I'm excited for that.
New Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie.
Oh, that's the cartoon.
Yeah. Have
Like
you seen
those films.
them? They're
Yeah, really
brilliant.
good.
They're so
Really, really
good.
good. Music's really good. It's really, really good. Although I have to say, all these films, apart from a few, there's a lot of remakes, a lot of sequels. Where's the originality?
Yeah.
I know I'm not one to speak because I've never released a film, but I'm a bit like, you know.
I've just finished watching the Hunger Games movies.
The new one?
Not seen the new one
Oh,
yet.
so you finally watched all
I've
three?
watched four,
Four,
technically, yeah.
yeah.
I watched them
Well,
in the space of 2 days.
and?
They're okay.
Oh,
My highest rating
yeah.
was 3.5 stars out of
Oh,
five. So it's above average.
yeah.
So it's like a 6.5, seven
Which
out of ten.
one gave? Which one got the
The
three and
two
a
and three got three and a half
Yeah,
stars.
two. I think two. Oh, I don't know. The part four, part two of the last one is good. Isn't
Yeah.
that with all the booby traps?
Yeah, that one I did enjoy.
Yeah, that is
I'll probably
good.
get 3.5 as well.
The book is
I just
amazing.
didn't think they were like revolutionary films.
I think at the time they felt like they were
Yeah.
because that was just like the first, and we were just like, oh my God, this could
First
actually
big
happen.
action-y movie sort of
Yeah. And
thing.
I think that we felt like that could actually happen. And in terms of like what we had before, we had like Twilight, which was the same, like this trilogy that loads of young
Because
people were obsessed with.
I never watched Hunger Games when they came out because I
No.
was too young to actually see the first one.
Yeah. So I went to the cinema to watch
So my
them.
brother and dad watched them and then I was like, I can't bother to catch up. But I then got into Divergent because Divergent came out
Yeah.
when I was old enough.
Yeah.
So Divergent for me is I got really stuck into Divergent
So they have to
theories.
do a test, don't they?
Yeah, it's the
Yeah.
similar, everyone's in factions
Yeah.
and they rebel against the capital.
Yeah. Kate Winslet's in Divergent, right? Is it Kate
Maybe.
Winslet? But yeah,
But
Divergent.
yeah, Hunger Games was good. And the
Yeah.
cast for the last two is amazing. Sorry.
Quite warm in this
It's
room.
really warm. It's tiring me out. It was freezing when we
Kind
first
of
came in here.
too cold to put it on.
Yeah, well, also, it would annoy, the
Obviously.
sound won't be good. The cast of the Hunger Games movies is
Yeah.
incredible, especially the last two.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Sorry.
got Woody Harrelson, Jodie Comer. Yeah, it's got Jodie Comer.
Jodie Comer's not long.
She is.
The one from Killing Eve.
No, that's
Oh.
Jodie.
Cool.
No. Is it Jodie Comer? Something Comer. I don't know.
Watch play.
And then there's a bunch of other people. I was like, I recognize him from here and I recognize them from there.
Yeah, and the guy Finnick, he's in loads of stuff.
Love Rosie.
Love Rosie. I love that
I love
film.
Rosie. It's great.
Oh, yeah, I love that
Yeah,
film.
I was very upset. Spoilers for the next 10 seconds. Very upset when he died. Finnick.
Oh yeah. Also, can I just say that's just brought back a really funny memory. When my first boyfriend had this like girl best, not girl best friend, I was his girl best friend, but like he had a friend that was a girl that was also my friend, and she told me and other people when I was there, like, oh yeah, me and let's call him Laptop, me and Laptop are like Love Rosie, and I was like, they literally get together in the end, and I was standing there like, are you calling me that blonde bimbo? She
No,
literally referred to herself
so
as
they're best
Rosie and
friends,
him.
and then he gets with a girl and she gets with a guy. She becomes pregnant. They become pregnant, but then they both leave their partners
For each other.
for each other.
And I was like, that's so inappropriate to say in front of his girlfriend.
That's weird, yeah.
So she's saying that that's they're going to end up together. And I mean, fucking hell, good luck to
Are
that one
they?
if you do.
Are they
No, they're
together?
not together, but lucky for her, they're not. Sorry.
Sorry, I don't imagine he's listening or anyone cares.
Yeah, true. He's definitely not listening. But yeah, so unfortunately for both of us, we're not. But yeah, so that was really rude. I was like, shouldn't probably say that. But what do I know?
What do you know?
What do I know?
Events coming up next year.
Yes.
Very big, excited for these ones. But I've
Yeah,
got a
cool.
few big events and some ones that I've found out.
Okay, go.
Olympics in Paris next summer. Very excited.
Cool.
Love the Olympics.
Wait, isn't the Olympics 4 years?
2020, Tokyo.
So we're 2025,
20,
was
Tokyo.
London,
Yeah.
Tokyo. 20,
16 was Rio.
2016, 2020 was on because of COVID? Not on because of COVID?
2020 became in 2021 in Tokyo.
That's what I thought. Oh, so they're still doing it in
That yeah,
2024.
yeah,
I
they're
thought
not
they were going to
pushing.
push it
No,
back
no,
in.
no, no. So we got Paris this summer. Very excited for that. I haven't got any tickets, but I might go across when it's on, maybe.
Really? You that bothered
Just
by the Olympics?
I love the Olympics,
Do
yeah.
you?
Love the
Quite
Olympics.
nice, yeah.
From the 1st of January, phones and tablets are to be banned in the Netherlands for students.
How young are we talking?
16 and younger.
Oh,
Like in a school
what?
environment, I think.
Oh,
Like you can't have a tablet or phone or watch, like smartwatch,
while you're at school,
while you're at school.
but in your when you're at
When
home.
you're at home, it's fine.
I'm sorry. God,
Yeah, so
that's good. I think
that's
that's good.
I think that's cool. It's like help you focus in.
Yeah, I think there's too many kids with, no offense, but there's a lot of iPad kids. Obviously, when they're at home, it's fine. When you're at a restaurant, the kids just sitting there, especially they haven't got headphones. I'm like,
Yeah. I don't know. My parents never me allowed. Like,
no,
even when I'm
neither.
sat at home for dinner, I'm not allowed my phone like
No,
on.
neither,
I have to have
neither.
my phone in another room or just like
Yeah.
away or
Which I
something.
think, and my brother was, we were both never allowed a TV in our room until like 4 years
I
ago.
was allowed a TV in my room during COVID. End
Yeah,
of COVID,
literally
yeah.
same. I think mine was either at COVID or just what, and even then they didn't really want me to get one because it's just unsociable. And my brother only just got an Xbox in his room when he turned like 22.
I got a PlayStation in my
Or
room when I
PlayStation.
was 20 and I bought the PlayStation for myself in
Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah, see, he got it for Christmas present.
And no,
So
19 I got it, I think. I've had it
there's
2 years.
a lot of parenting things that my parents did that I would like to carry forward.
Yeah. No, I don't obviously at the time I was like
Yes, my
but
brother was
do you
like,
completely agree with it?
I'm the only boy in the area that we live that doesn't play Call of Duty. And mum was like, yeah, look at all the books you've read, though. And
Yeah.
I think, oh, what parenting moment that was. Love it. Well done, Aileen. Love that. But yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
King Charles Bank of Notes enter circulation this year.
Don't carry cash.
No, I think Cash is weird. I think it'll be out of.
Never carry cash for nails.
I. Yeah. Putin will run for his fifth term.
He's a man that scares me.
Yeah. Scares everybody. That's why he's running for his fifth term. And he'll get basically 99% of the votes because some people will abstain.
Yeah.
But you can't. I don't think you can actually vote for anyone else.
Shall I run?
Or like no one runs against him.
Shall I run against him? For lols.
Yeah, go on then. I think you have to be a Russian citizen
I'll probably
and
get killed.
say goodbye.
Bye.
So that's interesting. Fifth term.
Yeah, that's
That's
just.
5 times for 20 years he's been president.
Would you be bothered by that? Well, he
Do you
definitely is.
think
He's got.
when he dies, we'll have someone take similar like role? Or will we get an actual president that's like, sorry for everything we've done?
That might be quite nice.
Let's be
Have a bit of a
friends.
breather from the horrificness.
Yeah, will
I'm
it
actually really scared that he's going to listen to this and come and find me.
I doubt it.
You never know. This might be his thing. Hey,
It might be.
Pete.
Hi, Pute. Pewty.
Beauty, darling.
Pewty
Oh,
pewty.
God, you're actually going to die. I'm
And
scared.
for the first time in 52 years, we're visiting the moon. 10-day trip to the moon.
Why has it been so long?
Because the first time wasn't real.
Right, okay.
That's why. First time. Is he wearing green or is it blue? Blue.
Blue.
So he's all in green.
Yeah, so the first one wasn't real. So who's going? Who's going?
The Americans, NASA,
Again.
again. So, do you think the first time was real? I do.
You just think it was
Yeah, I
real.
do think it
But
was real.
someone said that it would have been, in those days, it would have been harder to fake the moon landing than it
Yeah,
would have been to actually have
just
gone to
gone.
the
Yeah.
moon. So I don't really know. I haven't done enough reading about it. But the picture itself, because the flag was waving.
Yeah, but that's see, like, if he just moves the flag when he's putting it in, it's going to move forever because there's like no gravity.
It shouldn't move at all.
If you move it, if he pushes the flag,
Yeah.
it's going to go, it's going to move, isn't it? So the reason it didn't stop and in the
Yeah.
photo it looked like moving
I'm
is
not
just.
well read enough about this subject to argue it, but yeah, 50 years seems like a long time to
It's
me.
crazy we've not been back since.
But why?
Yeah. Well, I guess we've been exploring other places.
But like, what are we gonna find on the moon?
Well, see, but that's the whole point, is that we're going to go back to see if there's any changes with the rock samples and stuff that we have from
Just
50
seems like
years
a lot of
ago.
money. Let's just give it to a charity and just let bygones be bygones.
Well, it's not coming out of our money. NASA's self-funded, isn't it? Is it government-funded or self-funded?
National airspace.
Don't think it's any of those.
No?
Isn't it like new and sexy astronauts?
Yes.
I think it's
Yeah.
probably something to do with that.
I don't know. Like, we'll find that one out. But I just think, like, even if it is self-funded, just give it to someone else. Do we care? Unless it means, like, if they go up there and they're going to fix something, or we were
But
going
we
to
might
die.
make a massive discovery, like,
Like, what?
oh, if we cover ourselves in moon rock, you don't smell.
Again, really that worth it? Like, if it's not broke, don't fit. If you go up there and tell me that you cover yourself in moon, yeah, but then people are just going to go up there and destroy it. And then we're going to die. I don't want them to make a discovery like that.
Do we need the moon?
Yes, it controls the tides.
But does that mean we need it?
Yes, because otherwise we would like have tsunamis and shit.
Would we?
I would have thought so.
Why do we still get tsunamis then?
Because it has a day off. I don't know. But yes, we need the moon, doesn't it? It must do something. Oh, it gives us the night time.
It gives us the night
Oh, it
time.
blocks the sun.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Sun's the other side.
No, but that's why the moon glows.
Yeah, it's
The
because it's
sun's
reflecting
behind
off
it.
the sun.
Yeah.
Sun's not behind
So
it.
what's the point of the moon then?
Because we have the moon on our side, and then Australia has the
Yeah, I
sun,
know
and then it
that.
rotates.
But then what's. Yeah, obviously. But then, like, apart from controlling the like waves, what's. Hang on. I want
Are
the.
people losing brain cells while listening to this?
I definitely am.
What does the moon do?
Why do we need the moon? People definitely sit in their car like, fucking idiots. We
Yeah.
obviously need it because the moon makes Earth more livable planet by moderating our home planet's wobble on its axis, leading to a relatively stable climate. It also causes tides, creating a rhythm that has guided humans for thousands of years. Can we live without the moon? A gravitational pull of the moon moderates Earth's wobble, keeping the climate stable. That's a boon for life. Without it, we could have enormous climate mood swings over billions of years, with different areas getting extraordinarily hot and then plunging to ice long ice ages. I'm going to steal the moon.
Tonight, we steal the moon.
For many animals, particularly birds, the moon is essential. Okay, I don't think that's why we have the moon, but that's just...
No,
but
that's more important.
Time, tides, and light. I did say it was light tonight.
But why? How does it give light?
It's
because you... How would you dance in the moonlight?
I was listening to that on my way into work.
Big, big tune.
Top loader.
Big, big tune. We have spoken about our Wrapped 2023, but your favourite song of the year? Go, top of the head, now, quick.
I don't know. What, that came out this year?
Yeah, or just...
Okay, got the Calm on Taylor Swift.
Nice. I'm going to go with...
Top of the head, go, no, quick. Go.
You by Kid Laroi. Top banger. Favourite film?
Barbie.
Mine was... Wonka was shit, by the way. Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think what came out this year.
Barbie, Oppenheimer.
Any Marvel movies? Star Wars movies?
I've definitely been to the cinema. Oh, Taylor Swift Eras Tour was quite good.
I want to see it might be Barbie.
There you go. I'm
trying to think. Can I have a quick look at my list? Yeah. I've got a list of... all my films, and then we'll wrap this up, people.
TV show.
Hang on, let me watch. Guardians of the Galaxy came out this year, Volume 3. That was very good. Extraction 2 came out this year. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That's probably my favorite movie.
That did not come out this
year.
Yeah,
came out this year.
It's a cartoon one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, fine.
Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Oh.
That was very good, I have to say.
Did Maverick come out this year?
No, that was last year. Oh. I have to say, Mission Impossible was phenomenal. I loved it. It was so good.
I was supposed to... Did I go and see it? No, I didn't go and see
it. It was actually really good. One of the worst films of the year was Blue Beetle. Hated that. The Accused on Netflix, or Accused, is with the guy from Sex Education, one of the guys. Absolutely fantastic. That was brilliant movies on Netflix. John Wick, Chapter 4, brilliant. Five Nights at Freddy, brilliant. The Killer on Netflix, brilliant. I did enjoy that.
Brilliant.
New Doctor Who on Christmas Day, brilliant.
Is that going to be your favourite?
It will be.
TV shows. I don't know what actually came out this year, but I watched so much good TV on Apple TV. Definitely.
I watched The Servant this year. I enjoyed that. I watched
Severance, which was pretty good.
I've watched, I don't know, there's so many things.
Like The Crowded Room, that was good.
I'd never watched that.
That was good. Platonic was really good. Ted Lasso was really good. I know that didn't come out this year.
Hijack.
Hijack was really good.
Best series this year. Unbelievable. Who knew that 50 meters of a plane could give you such entertainment?
True. True. And Lessons in Chemistry, that was good. Still got ongoing. That's a good film. TV show. Apple TV just won it for me this year.
Apple TV, shout out from us at the Backstage Podcast.
Congrats.
But bigger shout out of all,
me
to I was gonna say to Anya, but now you can throw it. To the listeners, thank you for listening.
Yeah,
it's been a phenomenal year, 27 episodes, and we've not completely organised it yet. But proud to announce, season 2 is on the way. So we're actually getting a break from the podcasting, but for you guys, there won't be a break.
Yeah.
We'll be straight back into an episode next week for you.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we get a couple of weeks off, which is nice. I'm going to come up with some season 2 plans. I'm going to put loads of stuff on Instagram. I want you guys to send in your thoughts and opinions on what we can do for season 2. Anya, thank you.
Thank you. Well done for pushing me to do this.
Yeah.
And for basically doing the whole
podcast. Yeah.
Congrats.
At least we're on the same page.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And Merry New Year.
Merry Happy New Year, because it's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry New Year. Go and watch Training Places. Go and watch Happy Christmas Vacation.
And yeah, have a great New Year.
Stay safe out there on this New Year's Eve night, because people don't drink and drive. That's what I want to say, because a lot of people do that on New Year's Eve. What's the point? Just get a cab, get an Uber.
And remember, everybody, stay happy, stay new, and stay here. Stay till next year.
Yeah.
It's good. And further if need be. But anyway, yes, Happy New Year. Enjoy your holidays. And we'll see you when we're back for you guys next week.
See you in 2024.
See you next year. Bye, everybody.
Really didn't enjoy that. I stick on fingers.